through center ice over the Shark line to the left circle. Gustafson pinching to the left corner. Did it break it behind the net? Put it in front. Sharp shoots. He scores! Patrick Sharp off of a beautiful setup from the Cat. Sharp let it rip from the slot. Then Jones got a piece of it, but it deflected over the goal line and into the back of the Shark net. And we're tied at three. The veteran Patrick Sharp coming through.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Not just any Blackhawk, we're talking about one of the best. Patrick Sharp joins us on the line for Breakfast with a Blackhawk. Patrick Sharp, thanks for being here. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So, of course, we have our listener question. We'll get to that in just a second. My question for you, do you have special April plans? You're not used to having time off coming up here for the playoffs. But in all seriousness, what does it mean for you as a player to be in a situation where you haven't been in the last 6 or 7 years, where you don't have the playoffs to look forward to?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's an unfamiliar situation for a lot of guys in our locker room, and it's kind of disappointing when you think about it. Playing the 82 games is such a grind. You want to get through it healthy, you want to get through it as best you can, and you want to gear up for playoffs at the right time. And obviously we're not doing that this year, so we're gonna have a little extra time on our hands. But the amount of hockey that some of these guys have played in our locker room, maybe it can be a good thing going forward. Get healthy, get rested, do some training, and have a better season next year.
You know, Patrick, you always look for silver linings in seasons that are tough and kind of up and down. And I'm curious to get your thoughts about DeBrincat, because you guys have played on the line together. You set up his first goal, and he just returned the favor, as we heard in that highlight. But what's it been like playing with him?
Yeah, it's about time he returned the favor, right?
Really?
All year I've been waiting for that. No, it's been great playing with him. It's been great hanging out with him on and off the ice. He's a young kid that's got a mind for the game. He loves talking hockey. He always wants to get better. He's got the skill and ability that we can all see in the game, and the numbers he's putting up at a young age is pretty special. So you could name him. You could name Nick Schmaltz, I think, had a good year. He's a very promising player going forward. There's a handful of guys in our locker room that you can really get excited about, and I think over the off season with some training and some regrouping, the team can bounce back.
You know, for you, it's interesting. I was reading Mark Lazarus' book, and he talked about how in the early days, your rookie season, they sent you out to the metro stations to hand out free tickets for the Blackhawks, and people didn't know who you were. It's a very, very interesting to think about that now. But as you know, another part that he said in the book was that, and this just came out recently, that players from around the league, they actually don't like to come to Chicago and play anymore because it's such a hostile environment. That wasn't always the case, and you're a perfect guy to ask this question, because when you started, it's much different than it is today at the United Center.
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure who those players are, because I think Chicago is a top place to play in the league, and that's the reason why I'm back here playing for the Hawks. It's great to play at the United Center, 22,000 fans every night. Times have changed from 2005 until now when I got started. Yeah, Duncan, Keith, and I wore our red Blackhawks jerseys, went down to the train station, and we're passing out free tickets to games, and we still couldn't get anybody's attention back then. I think times have changed, and if the two of us did that now, it would be a little bit different.
Yeah, but, right.
that's what makes things so great about Chicago is the relationship with the fan base, and it's disappointing that we couldn't have a better year for them this year, but you know, I think Chicago is one of the best places to play.
I hear that all the time from you guys, talking about disappointment and you know, how the season has played out, because there are a lot of teams in Chicago and other sports that don't make the playoffs, or maybe they don't do it as often as the Blackhawks do. And you don't necessarily hear the players talking about disappointment or letting down the fans. I mean, that relationship is special between Blackhawks players and Blackhawks fans. Talk about that and why I hear over and over the players talk about the word disappointment.
It's not every day you can have a full building from start to finish. I mean, going back to September, the training camp game, red against white, the inter-squad game, we had a full building. You know, everywhere we go on the road, there's red and white jerseys in the stands supporting us. You know, the fan base is deep in Chicago. You feel it as a player. It has a very family vibe as far as, like, we're all in this together. And it's disappointing when we don't hit your expectations or you don't hit your goals. So, you know, it's been a tough season. It's been a frustrating season, but there has been some positives, as we mentioned earlier, and hopefully we can build on those as a group and be better in the future.
All right, let's get our listener question in. This one's from Andrew Pendelski from Illinois. He asks, what do you look to work on during the offseason? Do you have the same offseason regimen, or do you adjust depending on how you played the previous year?
Yeah, I think everyone's different. I think everybody looks to adjust based on how they're feeling, the age of the player, you know, injuries, where the game is going. So, you know, we've got this great new facility at in Chicago, the MB Financial Arena. The place is awesome. It's got every training tool that you could ask for as a hockey player. So I think there's going to be a lot of guys from the team that spend a little more time in Chicago in the off-season training at that facility. We got a great strength coach, Paul Goodman, and that's going to put us through some stuff. But everybody's different. You know, I think some guys like to get away, clear their minds, whether that's spend time with their family and friends or golf or go on vacation, whatever. But, you know, whatever it is, I think it's an important summer for the Hawks, and we all got to make sure we get better and look to the future.
Well, I'm already jacked up for next year. That's good. Patrick Sharp, of course, the famed Chicago Blackhawk, joining us for Breakfast with the Blackhawks. Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.